Once a month in this church, we celebrate communion. We do this in remembrance of Him because He is so good. If you're a guest with us this morning, we celebrate an open table here. And what does that mean? That means that as long as you, thank you guys, surrendered your life to Jesus, then you are welcome to participate in communion here. Some churches don't do that. That's not what we do. You're welcome. If you've given your life to Jesus, that's what makes communion worthwhile and meaningful. And we do it once a month in remembrance of Him. Because God is so good. And someone said, God is good. And all the time, God is good. Now what we'll do here is share the scriptures. I have them. Thank you. We'll share the scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when Paul taught about communion and what it meant, what it means. I'm going to be reading from the Message version this morning, from Eugene Peterson's version. Eugene Peterson wrote this version to encourage people with a quickened understanding so they'd be interested in reading the Bible again, because some people gave up on reading the Bible. But we always like to make sure we go back to the really accurate translations. But he was a Hebrew and Greek scholar, and most of everything we see is really quite accurate. From the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. Let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper. And why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your own words or reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal again and again until the Master returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Master irreverently is like part of the crowd that jeered and spit on him at his death. Is that the kind of remembrance you want to be a part of? Examine your motives, test your heart, come to this meal in holy awe. If you give no thought, or worse, don't care about the broken body of the Master when you eat and drink, you're running the risk of serious consequences. That's why so many of you even now are listless and sick, and others have gone to an early grave. If we get this straight now, we won't have to be straightened out later on. I love that. Better to be confronted by the Master now than to face a fiery confrontation later. So, my friends, when you come together to the Lord's table, be reverent and courteous with one another. We want to make sure things are right between the Lord and each of us. We want to make sure things are right between us. The Bible says, as much as is possible, live at peace with all men. If there's someone here that you have difficulty in relationship, but you've tried time and time again to make it right, and they simply won't allow you to, then you commit it to the Lord, you've done your part, and you pray that there'll be restoration power. If there's someone here you need to speak to later, commit it right after the service, as quickly as you can over the next few days. You'll take opportunity for that. So let's prepare our own hearts quietly before the Lord. See if there's anything between you and Jesus. Let's get it taken care of, and then we'll participate together. Father, we come to you this morning with such a spirit of thanksgiving. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your mercy. We're grateful that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman and yet overwhelmingly gets through the hardness of heart that we put up. We thank you for your mercy in our lives for doing that. We give you full liberty in us this morning, Lord, to make us everything you want us to be. But this morning, as we do this, in remembrance of you. Lord, as we hold up the bread, we understand your body was broken for us. That you went to the cross of Calvary, you were bruised and beaten, bloodied for us, because the wages of sin is death. And you took that upon yourself on our behalf. We're so grateful, Lord. Now, as we partake of the bread, we understand it's your body by faith, and we thank you that as we ingest the bread, we're ingesting you as our Lord and Savior. And one more time, we remember what you've done for us. And our hearts are tender and thankful in Jesus' name. Let's all participate together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How good you are, Lord. You are so good. We give you the praise. Now, Lord, we thank you that you shed your blood for us on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you ratified the new covenant with God, with your Father, through the blood you shed. That blood washes clean the page of sins against us. And our sins are separated as far as the east is from the west. And we're made brand new, washed clean by the blood inside. Our minds are transformed, our hearts renewed. And this morning, Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. We are so thankful. Let's drink the vine, fruit of the vine together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Eucharist, the celebration. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. We rejoice in you, Lord. Can you lift up your voice and give him praise? He's so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, so great, so marvelous. We rejoice in you, Lord. We thank you, King of kings, Lord of lords. Worthy of our praise, O God. Worthy of our praise. Come on, let's all applaud the Lord. Give him applause this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Gracious God. Gracious God. Everybody pray with me. Lord Jesus, we come to you now with such thanksgiving. You are worthy of our praise. Right now, by faith, we repent of any sin. Wash us clean through the blood of Jesus. I surrender my whole life to you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Take over the reins. Take over my whole life. Wash me clean. Forgive me. And right now, by faith, I receive your forgiveness. I'm so glad to be forgiven. You're my Lord and Savior. You're on the throne of my heart. Grow me up. Make me what you want me to be. We love you, Lord. Because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.